I want to introduce to you all Darius Daniels. Darius is originally from Mississippi, but God sent him all the way to New Jersey because there were no saved people up there. And I'm just joking. But he's a pastor of Kingdom Church in New Jersey, and I just want to invite him to give us an exhortation and to help us to be sent out. Amen.
Right. It's my honor to be here. I want to contribute, I guess, to the diversity of this gathering by being as consistent with my tradition as I possibly can. And so part of that involves our custom of giving somewhat of a subject or topic of our talk that serves as this thematic thread that's interwoven throughout the fabric of the message. And so I want to do that for our time together today. And I want us to think around this theme, bring the noise. I need the church to say, bring it. Yeah. As we conclude our time of shaping and sharpening, I believe it's appropriate and in some sense imperative to reflect on the life and ministry of one who is the ultimate example of an effective young leader. The particular person that I'm speaking of was intellectually engaging the religious and the scholastic elite when he was only 12 years old. By the time he was 30, he had laid the infrastructure for what would be the most influential movement in human history. At his death, at the age of 33, he accomplished more in 33 years than anyone else has accomplished in their entire life. The particular person I'm talking about is Jesus. And no one brought the noise like Jesus did. Rome heard him bring the noise. The world felt him bring the noise. Onlookers admired him. Zacchaeus climbed in a tree to see him. The woman with the issue of blood crawled on the ground to touch him. Nicodemus snuck out at night to have a conversation with him. Peter quit his fishing business to follow him. Luke left his practice to be among him. And onlookers abandoned everything to be in his midst, because this is what happens when you bring the noise. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been called, we've been commissioned, we've been cosmically created from the foundation of the world to bring the noise also. Jesus passionately proclaimed in John 20, 21, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Daniel's translation, bring the noise. Wherever he sends you, bring it. If you're serving a local church, bring it. If you're fighting sex trafficking, bring it. If you're advocating for the poor, bring it. If you're serving in the marketplace, bring it. If you're serving in campus ministry, bring it. Whatever Jesus has called and commissioned you to do, the assignment, the commandment, the exhortation, the admonishment, the encouragement that is coming from this stage on today is for us to bring it. When I say bring the noise, I mean make our presence felt and make our voice heard. I mean maximize our impact. I mean that we are not to confuse humility with passivity. We must bring it. If our world is going to be different, we must bring it. If our culture is going to be different, we must bring it. If our schools and colleges are going to be different, we must bring it. And bringing the noise is going to look different for all of us depending on our context, but there is one universal truth that is pertinent to all of us who are seated in this place, and that is this: Jesus brought the noise not just by what he did, but by who he was. So bringing the noise for us isn't just about what we do, it's also about who we are while we do it. And this is the first and, I believe, foundational area where a young leader must learn to follow Jesus's example. And although there are a number of metaphors that are threaded throughout Scripture that describe various aspects of Jesus's character, there are two that I believe are pertinent for this presentation this morning. And they are: Jesus was a lion and Jesus was a lamb. No dumb dichotomy, not either or. It's both and. He was a lion and a lamb. And these two metaphors describe the merger and marriage of two character traits of Jesus that must be intentionally emulated for impactful ministry. Let's start with the lamb. The lamb is a picturesque portrait of Jesus's humility. Paul says that although Jesus was ontologically equal with the Father, he became functionally subordinate and humbled himself. And we, ladies and gentlemen, must be lambs who humble ourselves. If we're going to bring the noise, we have to bring it, first of all, by being humble. Humble enough, first of all, to lean on others. This means that we operate with an understanding that our assignment cannot be accomplished independent of assistance from others. We need others' uniqueness. We are interdependent on each other, and this means that we must be okay with people feeling passionately about other things than those things that we feel passionate about. If this is missed, then our silos and our particular passions will make us unintentional elitists who end up proselytizing people into our passions as opposed to God's unique purposes for their life. We must lean on each other. We must also learn from each other. We've heard an amazing challenge regarding the importance of diversity, and I'm sharing with us that diversity cannot be accomplished without authentic koinonia, and there cannot be authentic koinonia without both parties willing to come to the table and become students of each other's narrative. It means that you care about me more than you care about diversity, and diversity becomes an organic and automatic consequence of us having meaningful relationships with people who don't look like us, believe like us, and share the same passions as us. And finally, we must be willing to be humble enough to be led, not just led by God, but led by godly leadership. As gifted and as talented, as called, as connected, as resourced as we are, there is still much we don't know. We need wisdom, and mentorship provides us wisdom without the pain of experience. Timothy had Paul, Elisha had Elijah, Joshua had Moses, and we need mentorship. We need to be coached. We need to be corrected. We need to be guided. We need to be encouraged. We need to hear someone tell us that our pace is unsustainable, that our doctrine is not sound, that our families are falling apart, that our attitudes are prideful. We need to be led. But as I close, not only must we be lambs, we must be lions. Lions speak to Jesus's royalty and his strength. It speaks to his ability to be strong and to be courageous. It speaks to his unwillingness to be intimidated. And as we go into the future, may we go into a future with a resilience and a refusal to be intimidated. We will not be intimidated by obstacles. We will not be intimidated by individuals, because we are lions. And lions triumph. Lions overcome. Lions see every setback as a setup for a step up. Lions know that sometimes you win and sometimes you learn, but either way, you triumph. We've been built, we've been constructed, we've been erected, we've been designed, we've been cosmically created to triumph. And when we triumph, we make noise, because lions roar, and the world is waiting for us to roar. And I encourage us to roar today. Make some noise and roar until sinners are saved, until college campuses are filled with the glory of God, until the poor are provided for, until sex trafficking ceases, until gang violence stops, until the noise that God's kingdom has come and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Bring it until it is said of us, like it was said of the early church, these are they that have turned the world upside down. Bring it.